Punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sayre, Oklahoma. Happy Tuesday, as Miss Jill would say. Speaking of Jill Metter, I see where she made the OSU president's honor roll. Congratulations to my old sidekick. Anyway, she's doing well. I got to see her last Saturday at the Western Oklahoma All Breed Sale up there in Cheyenne. Anyway, she's doing good. I'm glad I made her smarter. Anyway, no, I didn't. She was smarter than me when she walked in the door. Anyway, currently here, 56 degrees at Hollis, 55 degrees at Eric, 59 degrees at Arnett, 57 at Alva, 55 at Watonga, 58 at Slapout. All right, let's check and see what's happening out in the Panhandle. 61 at Lipscomb, 58 at Miami, 55 at Dozer, 56 at Wellington. When are they going to get a mezzanette at Shamrock? There's a big old blank spot between Wellington and Miami out there in the Texas Panhandle. You guys out there in Texas need to complain to the West Texas Mezzanette System that you need something right there along the border of the Oklahoma-Texas Panhandle there, or state line there on I-40. You need to complain to them. 57 degrees at Odell. Okay, today is the Stockman Veterinarian Clinic happy hour. All hour long. We'll have more about them coming up here pretty soon. First of all, I want to pay my respects to Mr. Toby Keith. Passed away yesterday. Him and I are the same age. And he was just a good guy. You talk about a big fan of veterans. Toby Keith was a big fan of veterans. He had songs out about the military, the Marines, the Army. He had songs all about it. I remember meeting him for the first time, and I believe it was late 80 or first part of 81. I can't remember the exact date. Some of you guys probably remember when Parker 201 rigged up down here south Elk City towards Carter, and Toby was working motors on Parker 201. I was welding, and I was out there doing some welding on the conductor pipe, if I remember right. And they weren't going. That's the first time I ever seen an Iron Man. I'm not so sure if Parker 201, that wasn't the first Iron Man roughneck out there. Anyway, met him out there. He's a big old boy. That's all I can tell you. Anyway, that's probably the reason why he was working motors. But anyway, met him out there. But he was such a, and he was a big OU fan. Everybody knows he was a big OU fan. Donated plenty of money to the University of Oklahoma and other foundations in the Oklahoma area. But anyway, sad day yesterday, him passing away. Stomach cancer, I believe, is what the deal was. I know he wasn't a big fan of the CMA Awards, and he showed up there last year, and they had a deal for him. And so we lost a good Okie yesterday. So everybody keep Toby Keith's family and friends in their prayers, and we'll just quit right there. I don't know what else to say. It's just a sad day for the state of Oklahoma. All right, let's go on, see what happened. Oh, some adventures of Jimmy Clark yesterday. I went out south of Sayre to where they're putting in a big pecan orchard. I think it's 160 acres, and anyway, 2,000 pecan trees planted out there. So it's pretty interesting. Keep track of that, see what's going on with that. And I think Becky Carroll's going to come back on, because when we had her on here, two, three, 4 weeks ago, she we didn't even get to the harvesting part of pecans. So, and if you guys ever watched videos on harvesting, it's pretty cool. So the Oklahoma Gardening Television, they're on YouTube. if you guys get on the Oklahoma Gardening on YouTube and just Google anything to do with pecans, you'll see them from the planting to the harvesting to selling the pecans and bagging them and stuff. It's pretty interesting, all that stuff. So just get on to YouTube and see how that goes. Okay. What happened overnight in the soybeans and grain futures were a little changed in overnight trading ahead of Thursday's monthly supply and demand reports from the United States Department of Agriculture. Analysts polled by Rutgers are expecting USDA to cut its outlook for soybean and corn production forecast for Brazil. Soybean output in the 23-24 marketing year likely will be projected by the agencies at 153.2 million metric tons. The poll said that would be down from January's outlook of 157 million tons. Corn production in the South American country is seen at 124.3 million metric tons, down from the previous projection of 127 million tons. Dry weather has curbed crop prospects in Brazil, the world's largest exporter of soybeans. In Argentina, meanwhile, soybean production is pegged at 50.8 million metric tons, which would be up prior from the 50 million even. Corn output probably will be forecasted at 55.6 million tons, and that's up from 55 million tons a month earlier. Man, this all these numbers changed so crazy in a couple weeks. A couple weeks ago, they were bragging on the Brazil and the Argentina, are not bragging, but stating, making statements about, you know, the moisture's not there, and now all of a sudden, record crops. Rain is expected later this week in Argentina, which will ease stress in about 40% of the growing areas, Commodity Weather Group said in a note to clients. In Brazil, however, dry weather and occasional heat is forecast for central states in the next 10 days. Soybean futures for March delivery rose a half a penny to $11.96¾ a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal was down $2.30 to $3.58.80 a short ton, and soy oil rose 0.61 cents to 45.94 cents a pound. Corn futures were up a penny to $4.43¾ a bushel. Wheat for March delivery rose 2 cents to $5.92¼ a bushel, and Kansas City futures gained 1.5 cents to $6.15½ a bushel. Inspections of corn and wheat for overseas delivery both declined week to week. According to the USDA, corn inspections in the 7 days that ended February 1st came in at 624,000 metric tons, and that's down from 926,000 tons a week earlier, but it's still up from the 494,000 tons assessed same period last year. Examinations of wheat for export declined to 266,000 tons, down from 283,000 tons the week prior and well below the previous year's level at 590,000 tons, according to the USDA. Soybean inspections, meanwhile, rose to 1.43 million tons from 913,000 tons a week earlier, and still lower than the 1.91 million tons assessed last year, same week last year. Since the start of the marketing year on September 1st, the USDA has inspected 16.3 million tons of corn for offshore delivery. That's up from 12.5 million tons last year. Soybean assessments since the beginning of September now stand at 29.1 million, but that's down from the 38.1 million inspected during the same point last year. Wheat inspection since the start of the grain marketing year on June 1st is now at 11.3 million tons, and that's down from 13.8 million tons at the same point last year. Weather in our agriculture farm belt, flooding continues along the Illinois River and likely will persist into the weekend, according to the National Weather Service. The river was at 20.1 feet at Beardtown, Illinois, earlier this morning, well above the flood stage of 14 feet. So she's pretty high. At Peoria, the river was at 20.4 feet last night, which was likely will max out at 20.9. And flood stage there is 18 foot. Dense fog is again the issue this morning, as advisories have been issued all day long from North Dakota to parts of Nebraska, Kansas, northeastern Oklahoma, and central North Dakota. Visibility this morning was down to less than a quarter of a mile with freezing drizzle. How about that? Not too good. What else we got going on here? Let's go ahead and take a Stockman's Vet break. And when we come back, I'm probably going to have Brandon Hickey on here from the Western Oklahoma and the Elk City Livestock Barns. And we're going to see what's happening at the sale barns. I can tell you what's happening. It's crazy. Anyway, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyard's weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
SEI Agritech is excited to announce they're now open with their new LNC blending feed facility for their new product line at SEI Agritech 1400 South Randall in Elk City, with all the feed rations that you've come to know and trust. The new facility is the only LNC blending facility in the area. SEI Agritech in Elk City now open with their new facility in their current location, 1400 South Randall in Elk City. For more information, give Kent a call at 580-225-0317.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bats, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325. For all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
You can buy parts anywhere, but the people at our store are different than people at other stores. And if they're not, we're going to make them different. They should be more knowledgeable. They should be more friendly. They should be more customer-oriented. They should be part of the community. We pride ourselves of doing business with people. You can buy parts anywhere. It's the people that make the difference.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
At Lone Star Gin, 4.5 miles south of Pampa, Texas on Highway 70, our mission is to provide superior customer service to our producers while getting their cotton ginned in a timely manner. We possess 120-plus bale per hour capacity, high-tech moisture systems, on-site sampling, and we move cotton in a timely manner from the field to the gin. With excellent hands-on marketing, our gin is designed to maximize profits for our farmers. Visit us at www.lonestargin.com or give us a call, 806-665-0677.
Get better beef bulls at an affordable price. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale is Saturday, March 2nd at 12:30 p.m. Selling 90 yearlings and 18-month-old bulls and 30 commercial bred heifers and first calf heifer pairs. They've got DNA test data, birth, weaning, and yearling data, and ultrasound data. They've been feed efficiency tested on the Grow Safe system. The Davis Angus Values Genetics Bull and Female Sale is Saturday, March 2nd at 12:30 on County Road 2150 near Burns Flat. Get information at davisangus.com or go to Facebook and search Davis Angus.
The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale is February 28th at the ranch southwest of Leedy, selling 150 two-year-old bulls. Sires include Deer Valley Growth Fund, KG Justified, and Easy AR Step Up. Several other breed-leading sires will be represented. Also selling commercial two-year-old pairs and open yearling heifers carrying QC Genetics. The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale, Wednesday, February 28th at 12:30 at the ranch southwest of Leedy. You can also view the sale and bid online. For videos and sale info, log on to quartermastercreek.com.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here currently at the Gabe Gadget Mezzanet Center in our studio. The winds are out of the south, about 11 miles an hour. Temperature 55.8 degrees out in Lipscomb, out there in the Texas Panhandle, 61 degrees. Humidity's 42. Dew point is 38, and the winds are out of south at 21 miles an hour with gusts up to 25. Peak wind gusts so far today, 30 miles an hour. Month-to-date precipitation, 0.06. Red flag minute, zero. Sub-freezing minute, zero. 8-inch soils, temperatures, 44 degrees. Quick update. One of my listeners texted in and said that pecan tree orchard is going in is about a half mile north of his pineapple field. So sugar daddy's being infringing on some pecan trees. So anyway, well, on the phone with me right now is Mr. Brandon Hickey from the Elk City and the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. And Brandon, how about that bull sale Saturday?
Well, that was good, wasn't it?
Oh my gosh.
Good selection of bulls and good crowd and really nice. I mean, good to see it. You're always a little bit concerned when the cow numbers are down and how many people's going to actually need bulls, but they was there and needing them, and it was I thought they had an excellent sale.
Well, it looks like you was probably what's the word I'm looking for here, the most seasoned person there helping at the show ring, because I could actually hear you go, yeah! and so, anyway, that was a really good bull sale. I'm super happy for the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association, and super happy with all the people that bought some bulls, because the bull selection, I mean, there was every type of bull there you wanted, and there was some good bulls there.
There sure was. There sure was. Yeah, that... It's always a good time, and Bonnie and I have a good time together, auctioneering and ringing, and it was kind of neat this time. It kind of unintentional, but it just so happened I got to call bids with my son because he was over there running the gate. They had such a big area to watch. He was actually getting to catch some bids too. But he said, Dad, I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to get as excited about it as you do.
Yeah, I think he was more worried about the bulls getting through that gate, because I think there was only one that really acted up. I think it brought almost all most money. The craziest bull in there probably brought the most money. So
there was an old auctioneer from many, many years ago, and he used to always say you wouldn't want them if they didn't act like bulls.
Exactly. That's a true fact. Well, first of all, I have to compliment our little ladies in your cafe at Elk City.
Don't go getting their heads too big.
No, now. I mean, it kind of PO'd Mrs. Boyette, because she's not my favorite right now. She'll probably end up being back in the favor. But she, them girls gave me not one piece of birthday cake, but three. So I can't talk no trash on them this week. So anyway, yep. that was pretty good. Well, you had a good turnout Saturday. I don't even have my text. So how many heads do you have there Friday at Elk City?
Gosh, we ended up with almost 2,200, 2,193. Was not expecting that many. Had not had that many call-ins, but the sun's shining and the good market reports, and they was bringing them to town, and lots of good calves. You know, no real great big groups. You know, that's the thing about there at Elk City. You know, we've run 2,200 head of cattle, and I think our biggest consignment sizes, we had one guy that had 100. You know, I mean, it was all little deals and sorted up into nice little packages, and lots of buyer interest, lots of buyer activity, but you know, they just happened to put them together a little at a time, but they were sitting there ready to do it. You know, and some of them pretty weight calves is getting up over $4 pretty regularly, it was a good day. We had a rain and lightning that delay for a little bit. It rained and hailed and sleeted and lightning and everything on us there for a little bit there late at night, Friday evening, 7:30-ish, somewhere along in there. We thought we were going to be done by 8 o'clock with our sale, but between the lightning and the sleet and the hail and everything, the delays, we ended up not getting done until a little bit after 10, but I sure was glad we did never lose power. We kept our power going. It flashed on us one time, which caused all of our big lights to go out and had to wait a little bit for them to come back on. But we got her done, got through it, and the market was good all the way through.
Well, they when I stepped in there after eating my birthday cake, I got the privilege of watching some, I think it's these ones you got on your report. Yeah, some 356 weight steers, 407. So I was like, I sat down next to Dustin Dillon. I was like, has this been going on a while? And he said, oh, yeah. So, yeah, it was good. I mean, the lightweights are, I mean, the whole market is, I mean, you had some 800-pounder. That big load out of Cheyenne brought 230. I mean, nobody can complain about any of the numbers. The heifers, the girls are even going up a little bit in price. So the deal, you know, if you wanted a sweet deal on some replacement heifers, it's still there, but you're going to pay a little bit more right now.
Yeah, that's getting on up there, you know, now, especially if you're wanting to put a bull with them in the next month or two, you know, these 700-800-pound heifers that's going to be ready for bulls are getting back up there where, you know, in that $1,500, $1,600, $1,700, $1,800 range now. So, and my gosh, we've had some good heifers.
I mean,
just really fancy heifers, and they've nearly all been going to the stocker operators. It just almost breaks my heart that they're all going there. But they're going to do good there too. But boy, howdy, I'd like to see some of these things going back to the country. But we're going to have an opportunity to get some cattle back in the country this week. We're going to probably have looks like over 100 young bred cows at Elk City this week to offer, and most of them supposed to be heavy bred. Mostly black baldies, maybe a few red Angus cows. So we'll have an opportunity for some guys to get some young cows put back together, put back on some of this grass, and looks like we should have a lot of grass growing this spring with all this sub moisture. It's been a really nice wet winter, you know what? Some of us' drought insurance isn't paying very good, but it's about time. We're glad.
Yeah, I'd rather not pay. I'd rather be good. And I mean, you know, just like you just said, but there now that we got great sub moisture right now, and I'm going to talk about it here coming up later in the show. But the whole United States, as far as drought, the red is slowly disappearing all over the whole United States, which is a good thing for all cattle producers everywhere.
It's a great thing for all cattle producers, except those that are really wanting cows to stock back with, and it's just going to make a lot more competition on that.
Yeah, price-wise, yeah. What did the pairs and the – I get there late, so I didn't get to see them. What were the pairs and the bred cows doing?
We didn't really have any this week at Elk City, any young ones. You know, the youngest ones we had just kind of bring between 1,700 and 1,800, and the pairs kind of bring 21 or 22. But, again, it was just little packages. Not anything super fancy, not anything super young, just little packages. But you know, we'll have a lot better idea and feel for that after this Friday, because we'll have some nice packages of some cows coming from just a couple of different ranches to figure out what those kind of where people want to be on those bred cows. And I don't think we'll have any pairs that I know of right now. I think everything's supposed to be bred cows, but we'll have a good. I'll have a lot better idea next week of what those replacement females are going to be worth.
Okay, good. And then, all right, just to combine what was going on with the slaughter bulls and cows with Western Oklahoma and at Elk City, I noticed yesterday at Western Oklahoma you got butcher bulls 107 to 137, butcher cows 30 to 117. Oh, why is the butcher cows and bulls so stable right now? I mean, they've been consistent for a long time on price wise. As a matter of fact, it looks like they're creeping up a little bit.
Yeah, we're going to see this thing. It's actually not going up as fast as I thought it might. I thought we really might see this thing really go up, kind of like this calf market has after the first of the year, and that hasn't really materialized yet. But it is going up. But one thing we're seeing right now is. We're not seeing a lot of really good high yielding cows and bulls, and when we see the good high yielding ones, I mean they really ring a bell. But you know, it's that time of year where we're seeing a lot of these thin cows that don't have a lot of meat on them, don't have a very good yield to them, and most of those cows are still getting bought and being put on feed for later on because of just, you know, it's that the packers got to feel like they get a certain percentage of them to really make it worthwhile to put them things through the packing process. So we're seeing a lot of them thinner cows going on feed to hold for later on, and I think that's partly due, you know, that's also kind of hedging their bets towards how short these numbers are going to get as we go forward down the line here over the next several months, that they're going to be getting shorter on cows, and they're going to need some to be able to pull out of the feed yards for themselves here coming forward into the spring.
So they're thinking of getting a little better deal on them right now than they probably will for a couple months from now. Is that what you're saying?
Sir.
Yeah.
So, yes, sir. Yes.
Well, Western Oklahoma, you had how many over there?
We ended up with 1626. With the rain Friday, we ended up with some cancellations. We kind of expected around 1800 to ended up with 1626, but sure had, gosh, 120 head or better of cancellations of it, but just too wet to get them there. But we had everything from three weights to nine weights, 850 weights, and it was good on them. The market's sure getting higher. These grazing cattle are just unbelievable. What a good thin weaned set of grazing steers right now bring. I think we had a set that come out of Clarendon and a really nice set of black steers weighed just a tick over five, and you know, 360. Just them grazing steers. I mean, they are after them. They're looking for them right now. And anything weaned, but particularly them five and six weight steers, man, oh man, they will just absolutely ring a bell right now. There's lots of competition on them rascals.
Yeah, like you said, Clarendon 66, weighing 501, pretty good chunk. And you had some out of Cheyenne weighing 534, out of Hinton weighing 566. They were in the 310 to 319 range. I'll take that all day long. And then on the girls, some more from Clarendon. They had some 586s, brought 262. That's just great for heifers.
Yes, absolutely. That was a good family ranch there at Clarendon. They sent their whole entire calf crop. I think they had 240 or 50 head there, sorted up into four nice groups, good size groups, and they was that's the kind that they're looking for. They like to get started on them big groups. They'll give a world for them big groups, and you know, and that's always the plan, to try to get them to get them big groups started and get a good price for them. So then they'll fill in with them little groups and try to get a good price out of them too, and that's always our goal.
Get it done. What do you got? You've got them bred heifers or bred cows coming into Elk City. You got anything on the books for Western Oklahoma for Monday? Yeah,
we've got one fancy set of replacement heifers coming from some of the Dameron family out there coming this Monday that we know of already, and then we think maybe this coming this week there's another deal right there in the Burns Flat area that I think is maybe going to come to us. Is about 300 home raised calves, really ultra fancy blacks. Haven't got that deal just totally nailed down yet for sure that this is the week they're coming, but it kind of sounds like maybe they are, and it'll be a really, really nice consignment of home raised all black, really fancy calves. Don't know what the pasture situation's been yet, so I don't know how big those cattle are going to be, but it'll be a, regardless of whether they're big or whether they're light, it's just a really nice fancy deal that we get that'll be coming in, we think, this week.
All right, awesome. Well, now on our so I'm kind of figured out at least every Tuesday we're going to have a point of view. So this week it's my turn, and
okay,
not yours. So anyway,
okay,
what do you think about what they're saying about the future of the prices and the cattle because of the shortage? Now they're talking about this price deal could go all the way into 2026. What are you thinking?
I think barring any weird, unusual, off the wall thing happening, I think that is without a doubt going to happen. I mean, there's just been zero heifer retention so far. We're not retaining enough heifers to offset the number of old cows that we're getting rid of. So I think we're sure going to be tight all the way through 2026. I think the upside to this market on these calves and these feeders and these fat cattle is going to be completely and totally determined by, you know, what is the export market going to be? What's the people willing to give for this beef? You know, at what point are we going to turn it into a luxury item that people only, you know, buy as a special occasion instead of just on a regular basis? You know, right now we're still in the mode that, you know, people buy beef, they like beef, they want beef, you know, and they're buying it not as a luxury item yet, and that's what I don't, you know, hate to see us get to the point where we're so tight on numbers that the prices get high enough that it becomes a luxury item. But that's the fearful thing about going forward, is at what point does the consumer say, okay, I'm gonna back off and buy this cheaper forms of protein instead of, even though I like the beef better, I'm gonna have to tighten my belt a little bit and buy these cheaper proteins, and you know, and that's gonna kind of set our limit of where we're gonna, you know, where we're gonna be on these prices. The lid on this thing is going to be when the consumer says, okay, that's enough. And I'm not sure where that'll be, but I don't think it'll necessarily cause a crash by any means, but it's going to sure put the lid on the top of this thing. But I do think we're looking good, just like you say, into 2026 for good high prices for sure, on these calves and feeders. Where the top is, the consumer's going to tell us.
Yep, and that's what this raising cattle is all about, making consumers happy by eating beef, you know, and so yep. That's it. Well, Brandon, thanks again. I enjoy talking with you every Tuesday, and I'll probably see you out there Friday.
Sounds good, Jimmy. All right. Good afternoon.
Thank you. All right, let's take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break and be right back after this.
A Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
We feel like we want to be good stewards of our depositors' money. It's what keeps Community Bank going for as long as it has. This bank's seen it all. Starting 1901, you've seen a few droughts. You've seen some market crashes. Oil and gas come and go a few different times, you know, from the 50s to the 80s to the 20-teens. And we're here. We never sit there and go, oh man, I hope our doors are going to be open tomorrow. We're going to be there. There's no doubt in my mind. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Everyone around me was drinking coffee, and I wanted to be a coffee drinker too. But everything I tasted was either too bitter or too sweet. So I tried one more place. Instead of just ordering, I told them an idea of what I wanted, and they crafted a drink just for me. It tasted fresh, like coffee is supposed to. The brew was mild, and the flavor not too sweet. Exactly what I wanted. They've done this for lots of people. They'll do this for you, too. Thanks to Twister's Coffee Company next to Brahms in Elk City, now I'm a coffee drinker. Every day.
Blair Tire and Feed is helping you save some money. Firestone Ag is holding its Spring Into Savings event. That means you're going to save big money on the tires you need. Most Firestone radial tires are included in the sale, like their expanded line of 82 technology patterns and sizes. Eligible standard radial tires will have a $200 discount. Eligible 82 radial tires will have a $300 discount. That's big time savings on big time tires during a big time event. The Firestone Ag Spring Into Savings event at Blair Tire and Feed.
Calling all rural residents of Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, are you tired of hauling off your own trash? Call D&G Trash Hauling. They can have a dumpster delivered to you in no time. D&G offers weekly or bi-weekly pickup in four different size dumpsters. You have a big job? D&G also has roll-offs available in several sizes. With D&G, you find affordable rates and no contracts. Satisfaction is always top priority. For more information, call D&G at 580-497-6950. That's 580-497-6950. 50. Let D&G Trash get rid of your trash.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, January 29th. 2,463 head were sold. 12 head of steers at 490 brought 332. 15 at 531 brought 326. 7 at 565 brought 297. 9 at 664 brought 258.50. 6 at 782 brought 233. 10 at 951 brought 216. 8 at 989 brought 216. 7 head of heifers at 464 brought 283. 9 at 538 brought 255. 5 at 596 brought 236. 9 at 784 brought 214. 19 at 814 brought 211. Butcher cows were 30 to 119. Butcher bulls brought in 79 to 130. Pairs brought 2,050 to 2,225. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Jim is all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. And again, thanks to you, Mr. Brandon Hickey, for your update from the stock sale barns, not stock yards, but the sale barns here at Elk City and over there east of Clinton on I-40, the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. All right, ag weather update. Cherokee for northwestern Oklahoma. Cherokee, you're 57 degrees, dew point's 43, humidity 60%. The winds are out of the southeast at 12 miles an hour, 10-day rain total, 0.59 inches, 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 49 degrees. I bet after today, she'll be back up there almost to 50 degrees. Sunset, 6:03. Forecast for today is 60, mostly cloudy. Tonight, 43. Tomorrow, breezy and 61 degrees. It's the spring, peoples. The wind's getting ready to start howling. Okay, let's do a weather update, or no weather update, grain update there before Brandon comes on. Let's do a quick grain market update. There's a lot of positive stuff going on in the market today for everything, mostly everything. March corn, 439, down 3. Soybeans, 1198, up 2 for March. Soybean meal, March, 358.10, down $3. Soybean oil, March, 45.95, up 62. Hard red winter wheat, March, 620, up 6. May is 618, up a little over 5. And here we go. Cotton, just creeping upwards. How about that? March cotton is 87.55, up 51. May is 88.42, up 39. Oil is up about 31 cents for March at 73.09 for West Texas Intermediate. Natural gas is still creeping downwards. At March is 202, down 5. Looks like the NASDAQ's in the red and the S&P and the Dow are in the green. Cattle, live, crazy. It's getting crazier. February, 183.12, up 340. April, 186.10, up 375. June, live cattle, 183.20, up 272. And August, 182.45, up $2. Feeder cattle, March, 246.45, up 370. April, 251.45, up 320. May is 256.15, up 282. August, 270.80, up 257. September, 272.87, up $2.40. Lean hogs are in the red today a little bit. February, 73.37, down 102. April, 81.30, down 90. May, 86.30, down 82. Man, I was sitting here thinking about that just now when I was reading the deal on the hogs. I need to call a couple of my buddies out in California and see what that, what was that, Proposition 12 or whatever that was they passed out there where sows got to have so many square feet to have litters. I need to call out there and see what that did to the price of pork for the consumer at the market. Not necessarily what they're selling for, but what it's done to the consumer. Be interesting to see, because he buys a lot of stuff to barbecue. He's a big outdoor cooker, so we'll see what's going on there. All right, let's see. Today is Stockman's Vet. Let me find out. There it is. They Stockman's Vet. They would like to take a moment to remind all of our producers, clients, and friends to remain safe while tending to livestock and their needs. I particularly think they're talking about when you're 62 years old and you're by yourself trying to tag a baby calf with her mama on your hind heels. Anyway, plan ahead in order to intervene in any calving difficulties that may arise. Quick action, if needed, can make a difference. We often must feed and check cattle alone. And these extreme wind chills, when it's cold, take time to let someone know where you are and check in often. I think you should do that all the time, no matter what the weather's like. An unfortunate accident in these temperatures can be deadly. Lastly, remember that the water is a vital nutrient for our animals and ourselves, especially in the winter. Stay safe. We appreciate all that you do to provide for your pets and livestock. We are there to help when you need us. Call Stockman's Vet Clinic at 580-225-0200. All right, let's go ahead and take a break. When I come back, today is Hay Day Tuesdays. I'm going to give you an update on the trend that's happening. They got a report out on hay sales and hay trend. We'll see what's happening with that. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hobart Farm and Garden in Hobart, Oklahoma has dedicated their life to supporting your farm's success because farming is their way of life. Their superior high-pro feeds are expertly formulated to meet the nutritional needs of your livestock. They provide bulk feed delivery straight to your farm, or for smaller quantities, they offer a variety of feed bags and sacks in different sizes. When it comes to your livestock feed, choose excellence. Choose Hobart Farm and Garden.
Quitting smoking is never easy. You know it'll save you time, money, even your life. And still, it's one of the hardest habits you'll ever have to break. Even when you know you want to quit, it's difficult to remember why. It's hard. That's why we're here. Now through the end of the month, get 8 weeks of patches, gum, or lozenges, free from the Oklahoma Tobacco Helpline. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or visit okhelpline.com.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Let's see here. Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag weather update. Let's go with Medicine Park. Medicine Park is 57 degrees, the dew point's 38, humidity's 50%. The winds are out of south, southwest, 6 miles an hour. 3 day average 4 inch bare soil temperature, 50 degrees. 1 day average 10 inch fractional water, 1.0. Sunset at 6:08. Partly sunny today and 61. Tonight 44, tomorrow breezy and 62 degrees. That is your ag weather update brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden at for Medicine Park. All right, let's see what's happening here. Oh, well, it's fresh on my mind. I forgot Rex called me this morning. I forgot to remember. How's that? Anyway, he said he's got about a set of 20 to 4 to 5-year-old Angus cows bred 7 to 8 months coming in tomorrow. They're all bred to Angus bulls. And then also 10 to 12 2-year-old Angus cow and calf pairs. So I'm assuming those are first calf heifers being 2 years old. Anyway, he's got them coming in. He's going to have a great sale tomorrow at the Hobart Stockyard. So if you get a chance, go down there, especially if you're looking for some young cows or looking to buy some young pairs. How about that? All right. Okay. Let's see what's happening in the hay world. Has the alfalfa hay price hit bottom? The December average price for alfalfa hay retreated a modest $2 per ton from the previous month, according to the USDA's Agriculture Prices Report. This was the eighth consecutive month of price decline since hitting a record high average price of $287 per ton during April of 2023. The average alfalfa hay price settled at $205 per ton during December, putting it $63 per ton lower than a year ago. Although being down once again in December, the $2 drop was the smallest such month-over-month decline during the past 8 months. Further, we are entering a period where hay prices have historically rebounded from harvest season lows, although there's no reason to expect prices to climb back to last year's levels. There is evidence that a free-for-all free fall in pricing is starting to flatten finally, which is good news for all my buddies that grow alfalfa around here. The average price for supreme and premium alfalfa during December climbed by $4 per ton and settled in around $2.75. For the second month in a row, grass hay was pegged at $1.70 a ton in December. The gap of $35 between alfalfa and grass hay price is the narrowest it's been since March of 2021. Somebody likes grass hay. Anyway, four states posted double-digit month-over-month gains in alfalfa price in December. California was up $25 per ton, followed by Pennsylvania at $20 a ton, and two other states, New York and South Dakota, was up $16 and $10 respectively. Double-digit declines in December alfalfa hay occurred in eight states. Nevada, New Mexico, and Utah were down $20 a ton. Kansas was down $15. Colorado, Minnesota, Washington, and Wyoming were down $10 a ton from the previous month. The highest average December hay prices was reported in New Mexico and Texas at $270 per ton. Oregon followed in at $250, while Colorado and California checked in at $245 per ton. North Dakota easily remains the lowest at $117 a ton. It was followed by Montana at $160 a ton and South Dakota at $170 a ton. Keep in mind that the USDA average prices account for all qualities and quantities, bale types of hay sold. Also, the final U.S. estimate in volume weighted average rather than the simple average of state values. Those states with the most volume sales will impact the final U.S. dollar value more than those states with fewer sales. The USDA also tracks the prices of supreme and premium alfalfa in the major dairy states and determines the average price for the five top milk-producing states, California, Idaho, New York, Texas, and Wisconsin. For December, the average price of Supreme and Premium alfalfa rose $4 a ton to $2.75 a ton and dropping by $7 per ton in November. 1 year ago, the average price of Supreme and Premium alfalfa was $327 per ton. California compared, if you compare years, December was $320 of 23 and $390 of 22. Texas was $334 in 22 and it's $309 and there a couple months ago there in 23. New York was $320 in December of 22 and $315 in December of 22. The five-state average was in because Minnesota dropped to the bottom, them in Michigan, $275 a ton. So there you have it. And let's check out Oklahoma real quick. So in December of 22, Oklahoma was $275. And December of 23, it was $195. And then other hay average in Oklahoma, grass, $141 a ton in December of 2022 and $110 a ton in December of 2023. So, in other words, the hay market in Oklahoma wasn't too wayno. How about that? All right, let's see here. What else we got? Oh, I wanted to talk just a minute about the U.S. drought monitor. So, the one that was released last Thursday, man, it's looking so much better in the continental United States. New Mexico down south and along the border and stuff down there still in the D3 and D4. But what's really nice is over here in Arkansas and Louisiana and Mississippi and Alabama. I had to think a minute. Anyway, there in Alabama, I think what state that was. Anyway, there's still a little bit of D4 going on in the northern part of Mississippi and a lot of D2, but the D3, the red is fading away in the United States. And in California, there's nothing going on there. And plus, they just got hammered over the weekend with some more big storms, a lot of rain and stuff. So California's looking good, and a little bit of red D3 up there in Iowa. Anyway, I was just sitting here thinking, how did they come up with the surveys on the state of Arkansas, Missouri, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama? How did they come up with that? The shape of those states. I know rivers define, especially the Mississippi River right in there, and defined, but it was the stupidest looking drawings when you look at the map, but I guess it ain't no different than Oklahoma's panhandle. But anyway, that's just, I don't know how they come up with that. Anyway, it's just weird the way those states come out, the overview of them. All right, let's see here. What we got going on? La Nina will make a comeback. And we're in the El Nina now. So anyways, people gathered in Pennsylvania to see whether the infamous groundhog with the same namesake would see his shadow. Hundreds of others attended the Cattle Facts Outlook seminar on the main stage of the cattle industry convention in Orlando, Florida, to hear more about the weather forecast for 2024. While the promise of an early spring from the renowned Roden may lift the spirits of those experiencing a weary winter, weather outlooks based on historic data and meteorology models are valuable for forage producers as temperature and precipitation predictions paint the picture for crop yield and quality in pastures and hay fields. The basis for such weather outlooks is on the surface temperature. The central and eastern parts of the Pacific Ocean are also known as El Nino and La Nina. El Nino takes effect when surface temperatures are warmer than normal and below average surface temperatures favor La Nina. While these weather patterns are likely well known among agriculturists, the transition period from one phenomenon to the other can create some uncertainty. During the seminar, Matt Makins shared the impacts of the current transition from El Nino to La Nina. Makins, a meteorologist and atmospheric scientist with Makins Weather LLC based in Colorado, said La Nina could come back with a vengeance as El Nino departs after its peak influence that occurred in December. We are at the peak right now, and El Nino is the strongest today, as strong today as it's going to be. And Macon said, history says that we have a La Nina in place by this summer. The models say we have a La Nina in place by this summer. So it's coming back. Before discussing what La Nina is in store, Macon summarized the impacts La Nina has had in 23 and the fourth, and it's had strong impacts all over the United States. With, as you can tell by me reading the drought monitor, it's pretty good. So anyway, taking all the data in consideration, Macon's expect most of the central and southern states to remain wetter than normal as El Nino fades away, and while the northern tier of the United States will see above average temperatures and may have some implications, they said, on calving season. So if you're calving now or soon, your risk of cold impact on those calves is the highest over the next 6 weeks or so, he's saying, in the central and the southern plain. So I guess our winter's not over. So anyway, you guys have a great day. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Sayre in Elk City, Oklahoma. God bless.